Game On.
Game On.
2FM.
You're listening to the Game On podcast. You can join us nightly on 2FM, Monday to Friday from 7. To Gaelic Games next, GAA Go, a joint service between RTE Digital and the GAA, was officially launched here in RTE today. It's a new digital subscription service which will make games televised available on internet-enabled devices outside the island of Ireland. Full details on the service, which will be rolled out from mid-June, and its various pricing structures are available to read on the RTE Sport website. That's rte.ie/sport. Noel Curran is the Director General of RTE. We will hear from him in just a moment. But first, our colleague Joe Stack has been speaking to the GAA's Ord Stiúrthóir, Pádraic Duffy.
I mean, for us, this is a huge initiative because there is a big demand from the Irish abroad to see the games and technology, as you say, and in fairness, the expertise of RTE has made this possible. And I think this is something that will really excite the many Irish who are abroad who want to see our games on a regular basis.
Basically, anyone around the world can see what's going out on RTE television with the championship season ticket. The cost, €110. How did you come about that price? What do you think of that price?
Yeah, well, I think we tested it against, I suppose, supporters would pay. But also, if this is quite a common development in terms of American sports, and that would be the charges here would be very much in keeping with that. But in fact, over 45 games, it works out at $2.44 per game. So I think for the person who wants to watch the games right through the season, it's a very competitive rate.
You have prices as well released today for individual games. What do you see being the market favourite? Will it be the season ticket or will it be the individual games?
I think the Irish who are resident abroad will want to buy the season ticket. But for people who go abroad for a short time, or particularly those who are on holidays during the summer months, I think that the single game will be a very attractive option. I think when people go abroad for the summer, or even for a week or two on holidays, they want to be able to see the game. And the idea of having to travel perhaps to a bar some distance away, this will make it so much easier. I think there'll be a big demand among Irish holidaymakers abroad for the single game, but the Irish abroad will want the season ticket.
It's an impressive start, but it's just that, Pádraic. Where do you see this going over the years to come? Could we be looking at International Gaelic Games Channel?
Possibly, Joe, but I think this is a partnership with RTE that we want to work on. I think in the short term, I think our hope would be that over the next couple of years, every game that's shown on television in Ireland would be available to the Irish abroad. So, and you're talking about up to 100 games per year. So that would be a kind of a short-term goal. And beyond that, we'll see where it takes us.
We've all done a lot of research on this, and what has been crystal clear around the world is that Irish people abroad want access to more GAA matches. They're not happy with what is currently available. And we've done a lot of research, we've seen the markets, it's across the board, and I think this is a really exciting opportunity which allows us bring those matches to that growing number of Irish people internationally.
RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, so its job, I suppose, its definition is that it serves the people here at home. But with the economic climate as has been and the number of people who have been forced to leave this country, to a large extent, RTE is now servicing Irish people, but not in Ireland.
I think RTE services Irish people abroad in a whole range of different ways. You know, we've got a website that has 1.7 million unique users that is accessed by people all around the world. So I think we service people in different ways. And I think this is, again, based on the research that we did. I think Irish people internationally are already paying for this service, what we're offering, and they know that these kinds of services cost money to launch internationally. So I think what we're offering is a service, and the range of packages are substantially cheaper than what others are doing internationally and what others are already accessing internationally.
What has the reaction been, even at this stage, from the diaspora abroad?
The reaction's been huge. We had something like 36 different organisations and bodies internationally log on today, never mind people who logged in internationally just for the launch, never mind for the actual content. There is a demand there. Irish people abroad want to get access to quality. And that's the key thing. They want access to a quality international service. And I think that was another element of us teaming up with the GAA, is we're going to launch a quality service. It's going to have to grow. You know, nobody is expecting miracles overnight, but we all believe that there is huge potential here. And it's up to us to work together to develop that potential over the next number of years.
That's Noel Curran chatting to Joe Stack. A reminder, rte.ie/sport is our website if you want to get more details on that and share that with people around the world.
Game over.